Here we are at United Orthodox Synagogues, Wednesday, October 2nd, 2013. We are a Shabbat study group after a long break because of some summer time and then the Chagim, the Yamim Norim and the holidays. But now we're back on track. And today's topic is, our two topics today, hopefully we'll get to both of them, related to Kiddush. So the first topic is the question of Kiddush Bimakom Su'uda, the requirement to make Kiddush where we eat.
You can also, if you're on a diet, you can read that Bimkom Su'uda.
Yes. Okay, very good. Well said. Okay.
That's how I read it first.
Here we go. Everyone with me? First paragraph. Well, this is, we're going to do this in Hebrew. We're going to translate. Tiknu Chachamim. Sha'kiddush yihyeh bimakom hasu'uda. The rabbis established that kiddush that we say on Shabbat should be in the place where we eat. Shene emar v'karata la'Shabbat oneg, which means you shall call the Sabbath a delight. But the rabbis explain this verse homiletically. Bimakom shebo ma'angim, in the place where you have your oneg, your delight, your enjoyment of Shabbat, ma'angim et ha-Shabbat, bipato mizonot, right? What gives us the enjoyment of Shabbat? Our food. So with bread or cake. Sham tzarich lomar ta'kriya shel ha-Shabbat. That is where the declaration of Shabbat has to be made. Shehi ha-Kiddush, that's the Kiddush. So that's the source for this, is the rabbinic requirement that we say Kiddush at the place where we're going to eat.
So if we listen to you doing Kiddush on Shabbat afterwards,
that's exactly what we're going to discuss now.
Yeah, do you have to eat a cracker?
That's exactly what we're going to discuss. This is the question. That's why we're having the class. Al yedei kach mitgale inyana hamiyuchad shel haShabbat. Through this action, the special aspect of Shabbat is revealed. Sheba hasu'udot heim hemshach yashir shel mitzvot zachor. That the meals that we have on Shabbat are an extension, a direct extension of the mitzvah of remembering Shabbat. There are two aspects of Shabbat, Shamor and Zachor. Shamor is to guard the Shabbat. Those are the lo ta'aseis, the things we're not allowed to do on Shabbat. And Zachor, we're supposed to remember Shabbat. Those are the aseis, the mitzvot asei, the positive commandments related to Shabbat, like Kiddush and the meal. Hakriya hakadosha vahit angut besu'uda mashlimot zo et zo. Saying Kiddush and enjoying the meal complete one another. Ve'im lo sa'ad b'makom hakiddush, if one did not have their meal where they're saying Kiddush, lo kiyem mitzvat hakiddush, that's the key. If one does not combine these two things, one does not fulfill their obligation of saying Kiddush on Shabbat. V'tzarich lashuv ulekadesh b'makom sheyochav. And a person has to repeat Kiddush again where they are eating. V'ein havdel b'din ze ben Kiddush ha-layla l'Kiddush ha-yom. And there is no difference in this halacha between the Kiddush that we say on Friday night and the Kiddush that we say on Shabbat day. Both of them have to be in the place where we eat. So that raises all sorts of questions about what we do. Do we have to say Kiddush again at home, or from shul, or have to eat at shul to fulfill my mitzvah of Kiddush together with the meal? That's what we're going to discuss now.
Each time. For example, the shul's having a big Kiddush luncheon this week. So 2 weeks from now, we can't make Kiddush and say, oh, but I ate in the shul.
No, it has to be... Each week's its own separate... It's not a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Each week is its own separate obligation.
Because it's okay. The place where you eat, celebrate.
Here we go. Hayu midole Yisrael shechmiru al atzmam v'ikpidu le'echol et su'udatam ha'ikarit b'makom ha'kiddush v'kach nahag hagra. There were some great rabbinic scholars that were strict on themselves and were especially careful to eat their main meal where they're saying Kiddush. V'chein nahag hagra. This was the practice of the Vilna Gaon. This is also the practice of Rabbi Soloveitchik. We'll talk about more of that perhaps later, but he made sure, his understanding of Kiddush B'makom Su'uda was your meal, not just anything that can halachically be considered a meal, which could be other things we'll get to, but the Shabbat meal. is what has to accompany Kiddush. And so he made sure to only say Kiddush at his Shabbat table where his main meal is going to be.
But it sounds like you can do it more than once and it's not a problem. In other words, if you do it and you don't eat the meal, then you haven't done anything terrible. You just have to do it again.
Well, we're going
to
see. Aval min hadin, however, the halacha is that, so the Vilna Gaon's practice was stricter than needed to be. Min hadin, the essential halacha is, gamim yochlu b'makom hakidush pat o mizonot b'shi'ur kizayit. If one eats at the place where they are saying Kiddush, wet bread or cookies, cake, right, in the amount of a kizayit, then they have fulfilled their obligation. Yatsu yidei chovat kizayit. Yatsu yidei chovat hamitzvah. They have fulfilled their obligation. V'yochlu lechol achar kach et hasu dav makom achir. Then they could eat their meal again later, meaning without Kiddush. So what he's saying is, you come to shul on Shabbos morning here, you hear Kiddush, and then you have a kizayit worth of cookies or pretzels. You have fulfilled your obligation of Kiddush b'makom suda. A kizayit is 1.2 fluid ounces, meaning the amount of food that would displace 1.2 fluid ounces of liquid.
Pretzels or shakol. Doesn't that make a difference?
It does make a difference.
It would have to be something you say mizonot.
Mizonot, yes.
You say mizonot for pretzels?
I would think so. Okay. Yeah. Lidat ha-geonim, im ein mizonot b'makom, there's another out. According to the geonim, im ein mizonot b'makom hakidush, if there is no cookies or cake, anything that you say the bracha of mizonot on at Kiddush, efshar l'kayim et ha-suda ha-smucha l'kiddush b'shtiyat revit yayin, you could then fulfill the mitzvah of having Kiddush b'makom su'udah, meaning how can you have a su'udah without mizonot or bread, with a revi'it of yayin, a specific measure called a revi'it of wine. I'm going to tell you exactly what that measurement is in a moment.
I know.
The amount is 75 milliliters, but we'll figure out what that is later. Well, I don't want to spend time on that now. Okay? Revi'it of yayin. Mifnei sheyayin mazin v'soed. Because according to the rabbis, wine fills someone up like a meal does. So, best case, so in shul, you should try to have a kizayit of mizonot. But if not, you could have a revi'it of wine.
Not a combination of the two.
That is a good question. I think you can have a combination of the two. I'm not sure.
The reason
I don't think so.
The reason I ask is I want to know if those little cups we have do it.
No, not enough. B'shat hadchak, efshar l'smoch al datam. In a pinch, you could rely on that position. Ela shebekidush halayla sheyisodo mehatorah yakpid hamikadesh l'shtot revi'it yayin. B'nosaf l'shiur malei lugmav shutzarich l'shtot kedei latzei tidei kiddush. He's saying, you could rely on this opinion, if need be, but on Friday night, you have to actually drink even more. You have to drink about, let's say, almost 2 ounces, and then an additional 75 milliliters. But this is only for the person who's drinking the Kiddush. V'shar ha-shomim yicholim l'estapek b'shtiyat revi'it. And the rest, everyone else, could just drink the revi'it. So that's a sort of a side point. I don't want to get sidetracked and confused about that. But in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Makom Suda, that's what you have to do. Okay. Aval, paragraph 3. Im shama Kiddush Beit HaKnesset v'shatam ma'at mitz v'tam pachot mikizayit mizonot. If one heard Kiddush at shul and drank a little grape juice and had less than a kizayit of mizonot food, lo yatsai yedei chovat Kiddush. You have not fulfilled your obligation of Kiddush. And you've really gotten yourself into a pickle. Because you are not allowed to eat before Kiddush. And by eating not enough food, which means you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush, you've eaten before you've said Kiddush. שאומרים ולא יוצא די הקידוש, נמצא שמה שאכל ושתה שם היה לפני הקידוש, as I just explained. Okay, next paragraph. שלוש הגדרות נאמרו בדברי הראשונים. עד היכן יכול אדם להתרחק ועדיין יחשב כמי שאכל במקום הקידוש. So now that we know what you have to eat, the question now is, where? Meaning, you have to eat, you have to have your kiddush in the place where you're eating your seudah. So what if I have my kiddush in Fondren, and I walk over here to have a cookie? And I didn't talk in the middle, and I just thought holy thoughts the whole time, right, while running from my life, right? So what am I supposed to, what's the rule? So the rabbis, those who commented on the Talmud.
It's obviously not the same place.
Correct. So what is the same place? That obviously the example I gave is far-fetched. But what is the same place? What if I make Kiddush at Beth Yeshurim? That's two blocks away. What if I make Kiddush in my house and then come across the street? What if I make Kiddush here and go home? Do I have to make Kiddush again, having not eaten anything here? Has that Kiddush done anything? That's what we're going to discuss. Okay? For those of you watching at home, I live across the street, so maybe that is. Okay. שלוש הגדרות נאמרו בדברי הראשונים עד היכן יכול אדם להתרחק ועדיין יחשב כמי שאכל במקום הקידוש. There are three opinions as to the distance that is allowed for it still to be considered kiddush in the place where you ate. One, כל המקומות שבאותו חדר אפילו אינם רואים זה את זה נחשבים כמקום אחד. If you're in the same room, even if it's a gigantic room, and you can't really see or you're around the corner from one place to the other place, that's still considered to be one room. So if I make kiddush in the corner of one room, and the cookies are sort of around the corner, but in the same room, I could still go over there and have my cookies and still fulfill the mitzvah of having said kiddush in the place where I'm going to eat. Two, אם רואים ממקום הקידוש את מקום הסעודה, אפילו אם בבית אחר או בחצר נחשב מקום אחד. Let's say I'm in my house and I make kiddush at the window looking into Friedman Hall. So according to this opinion, as long as I could see one place to the other place, even if it's a different house or from the courtyard into the house or the house into the courtyard, that's also considered to be one place.
So your house would be okay.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
I thought the Eruv made the entire community an enclosed.
That's a good question, but not for this. Good, nice try. Gimel, im hayta da'ato ba'et hakidush la'avor la'cheder acher sheba'oto mivneh nechshav adayim makom echad. The most lenient opinion. I just have to have in mind. So this my Fondren thing may not be so far off. I have in mind in Fondren. Now there's too much of a time lapse for that to be kosher. But I could make kiddush in, somewhere, not, let's give this example. Make kiddush in the sanctuary, and the meal's going to be in Friedman Hall. I can't see it. It's not even the same building, technically, I don't think, halachically. It was built later, it's got a separate roof, steps into it, it's a separate building, right? Even a different building, but if I had in mind when I made kiddush that I'm going to go. Oh, that certainly wouldn't work.
Let's use
the library.
Yeah,
right. Let's say I make kiddush in the library, and the food's going to be in Tavern House Hall. So that's the same room, same building, different rooms. But if I had, I can't see them. But if I had in mind when I make kiddush in the library that I'm going to eat in Tavern House Hall, that would be okay. That's the third opinion. So you have three opinions. The strictest has to be in the same room, even if you can't see it, but it must be in the same room. The middle ground is you could have two different houses as long as you could see them. And the third is you could have two different rooms within the same building as long as you had in mind that you're going to switch afterwards.
But again, there's a time difference. I mean, we could, maybe I can see the shul from three blocks away.
Right.
So that's not the same as you saying it across the street.
Correct. I believe that that's the case. I don't believe there shouldn't be that amount of time was enough time for you to sort of lose your track of thought that you're involved in Kiddush B'Makom Suda. That's correct. So now, what's the halacha? Which of these three do we follow? Second to last paragraph. L'chatchila, yesh l'kadesh mamash b'makom ha-suda. The best option is to say Kiddush specifically, mamash, literally, in the place where you're eating. Meaning same room. V'kasher yesh b'kach koshi, but if that's difficult, efshar l'chol b'makom sheh, One al shtayim mishalosh hagdarot.
Where are you reading this?
Second to last paragraph. You could then make, if you can't do it in the real place, then you could make Kiddush as long as two of the other three requirements, if two of the three requirements are in place. L'mashal, for example, hanitrach lechol b'chader cheder echer. You have to eat in a different room. Mutav shiachshov al kach be'et hakiddush. You should keep in mind that you're going to move, and it should be in a place where you can see. You shouldn't rely on any of those on their own. You should combine them. In an emergency, in an absolute requirement, you could rely on just one of them. This is why I like to make Kiddush in Tavanas Hall. Even though, technically speaking, Tavanas Hall fits into the third category. It's the same room. So if I just had in mind, when I made Kiddush on the Bima, to go into Tavanas Hall, technically, according to one opinion, that would be okay. But it's certainly preferable to say Kiddush in the spot. And certainly, that's why when we're eating in Friedman Hall, I really don't want to make Kiddush here. Because that's a different building. I think technically that's a different building if... going back on how this building was built. Next, last paragraph. Lichat chila. Harry's point. Ein lishot ben hakiddush l'suda. You should not delay between kiddush and the meal, whether it's the bread or the mezonah. V'chein ein alechet l'makom acher af she b'kavanato lachzor v'lachol makom hakiddush. You shouldn't even go anywhere else, even though your intention is to go back to the room where you made Kiddush. B'di'eved, im hifsik me'at o halach l'makom acher b'intayim, lo hafsid ha-kiddush. If there's a small delay, okay. Aval im hitkaven lafsik ben ha-kiddush l'suda v'achin hifsik yoter mi-shiv'im v'shtayim dakot. If you had in mind to have an interruption, and the interruption lasted 72 minutes, hifsid ha-kiddush v'tzarech l'shuv l'kadesh. So that's your outer limit. Certainly better to do it right away. That's your outer limit. Okay? So that's the those are the halachot in a nutshell, which is what this class is about, Shabbat in a nutshell, of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, of making sure that we say Kiddush in the place where we eat.
So if I go in and hear your Kiddush, and I don't want to eat cookies,
then you must go say Kiddush.
So I go home and say Kiddush ahead of. But there's nothing wrong with listening to you do it.
No, of course not.
And I can say I may.
Yes, but you must say Kiddush again at home. You have not fulfilled your obligation of Kiddush.
Okay.
Correct. That's exactly the
case.
That's
what I do.
Rabbi Soloveitchik had a specific practice, and this is what I do, this is what my rabbis did, but I'm not suggesting anyone else has to do this. I always say Kiddush again at home, even though I've said Kiddush here, and most of the time I've had a kezayit.
And that's not Levatola?
It's not considered the bracha Levatola, because what I did here may not be Kiddush B'Makom Suda, according to some. And my family hasn't heard Kiddush, and so as for lots of those reasons, you could say Kiddush for them.
And the first one is Levatala, because you're not saying it for the right...
Well, I'm saying it for everyone else.
Right.
Okay, but there was a question earlier. Do I have to drink the same Revit that you have to drink to accept Kiddush?
For you to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, you either have to have a kezayit of bread, mezonot, or the requisite amount of wine.
So you don't have to drink the wine. You could just go have a cookie after you hear your...
Same thing at home. Let's say you're at a Shabbos table. Let's say you're at my Shabbos table and I make Kiddush. You don't have to drink any wine. Because in a minute, we're all going to wash and have a kezayit of bread. And so you fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush by listening to me.
You have to have
that in mind. Correct. And you fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush B'Makom Suda because you're about to go have bread.
So where does this thing come about taking the wine and pouring it a little bit in all the different...
Because some people like to have drink the Kiddush wine, but there's no requirement. I had planned to talk about that. That's the next topic. Chalukat hayayin l'chol ha-mesubim. giving out the wine to everyone. But we're not going to start a new topic now because this topic took more than 10 minutes. It actually took 20 minutes. And so we're going to stop here. And next week, we'll talk about who drinks the wine and how the wine is supposed to be drunk, etc. for next week.
Is there an answer how the wine's supposed to be? It's supposed to get drunk?
That's right.
Or,
right.
So in order for a congregant to be yotze or whatever.
Right, that's the terminology.
I'm proud of myself. So they have to hear you say start to finish, the entire
right.
Kiddush.
And
then either, because I have a repeat.
Exactly. You got it.
So if I don't hear the Kiddush, I can go and eat anything but the mizonot, right?
No, you can't eat before Kiddush.
You can't eat anything.
Correct.
But you can answer on me.
But you make your own Kiddush.
And then I can do it again at home.
Yes.
So right. Three of us are inside and hear Kiddush. One of the kids doesn't. I have to go home and make Kiddush so they can hear it.
Correct. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yashikov, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.